And then a lovely weekend in store. Sunny both days, 27 Saturday, 28 on Sunday.
Very nice. Equally as nice, okay, maybe not quite as nice, but still pretty nice. The convertible Nissan 370Z Roadster, our friend Jim Bray, our Live at 85 car crasher, got a chance to check it out. You'll find all his reviews at liveat85.com. Click on the startup engine. And Jim, tell us about this car.
Well, you know, full disclosure, I used to have a Datsun 240Z, which is this car's really spiritual successor. I mean, that's where it came from. They brought back the 350Z a few years ago, and it was returning the Z from obscurity because they had the 300ZX turbo, I don't know, back in the 90s, and then they stopped it. Just the same way Mazda stopped making the RX-7 and Toyota stopped making the Supra. They just got too expensive. Right. But anyway, the new Z, it's amazing. That old one had about 150 horsepower out of its straight six. The new one has a 3.7-liter V6, and that is 332 horsepower, so more than twice what the old Z had. Obviously, the car goes like heck. It's really quite fast. Mine had the 7-speed automatic transmission as opposed to a 6-speed manual. I was a little bit disappointed in that, but I am starting to really make my peace with these new generations of automatics with the paddle shifters.
Right.
The only thing I didn't like about these ones is that, like with the Infiniti I had a few weeks ago, the paddle shifters are mounted on the steering column instead of on the steering wheel, so that when you're turning the wheel, you suddenly find that the paddles are no longer there. They're back on the column. But, you know, driving this thing, I can see why people like them. And I have to admit, as far as looks goes, I never thought I'd say this, but I think the convertible version looks better than the new, the hardtop version, the fastback.
Really?
It seems to suit it more.
Huh.
But anyway, driving it, I thought, you know, this is really nice, but I was really pining for a Boxster, you know? I mean, I know I'm a slut for Porsches, but I can see why people spend the extra money on a car like that, or probably a BMW Z4, which I've never driven, but the Boxster I have. And as much as I liked this Z, I think I might buy a used Boxster to get the same price. I mean, the Z starts at about... the coupe starts at around $40,500. The Roadster starts at about $47,000. So, you know, it's getting up there.
Yeah. And I understand you also got a chance to check out the Panamera, the second Panamera in your life. So we want to ask you about that in just a moment. Our Live 885 Car Crasher, Jim Bray, coming up in just a moment here on Live 885. The new alternative and traffic at 8:13 with Amal Wahab.
And this traffic update is...
A couple of weeks ago, you told us about the Panamera. You've got a different model this time. What's the difference, and what do you think, better or worse?
Well, the last one was the Turbo, and that was just an unbelievable car. This one was the Panamera S, so it doesn't have the Turbo, but it still has the V8. And so instead of 500 horsepower, this one is only 400 horsepower. And, you know, to be honest with you, there are things I liked about the Turbo. It had a neater spoiler that goes up and folds itself out, and this one just goes up.
Right.
But as far as the power and the performance, I really did not miss that extra power that the Turbo had. I find that the S is more than adequate. And this one, same basic car, but was the Turbo was all tricked out for, you know, as much sportiness as you can have. This one was more luxurious. Like, it had an interior that was a espresso natural leather, which is a $7,000 option that, you know, the Turbo did not have. It merely had the garden variety leather, which to me was fine. Of course, then you also get the usual Porsche options, like $600 for the universal audio interface, which in these days, if you have an iPod or something like that, you really want that interface, which is standard on so many other cars.
Right.
As is Bluetooth, $950 for Bluetooth on the Porsche. And Bluetooth to me is a safety feature. To me, it's more important than airbags because it's something you're going to use every day.
Yeah.
Whereas airbags you use once if you're unlucky.